Some 15, 20 years ago, I went to the National Revival Centre, Colin Urquhart's outfit, to see an American evangelist. I think he was an evangelist. In a very short time while I'd been there, I didn't like the man. I made a judgment about him. He was brash, he was American. I didn't think he was carrying any anointing. Oh, the general stuff. I made a judgment about him. The meeting came towards a conclusion and Colin called people forward for prayer. As I went to go forward, I saw this huge wave of anointing coming towards me. And I'm thinking, yes, please, I'll have some of that. I got right up the front in the first row there was, in front of the platform, and the wave stopped just in front of my nose. Colin Urquhart proceeded to walk along the line praying for everyone. He came to me and he stopped and looked me straight in the eye and said, "Don't limit God." I didn't understand what he meant. And on and off through the years, I've just wondered what on earth did that mean. Then about 4 years ago, I was talking to a friend and suddenly I saw what he meant. I was limiting who God could work through. I didn't approve of this man, didn't think he should be carrying the anointing, and I didn't believe what he said. I was limiting God. About the same time, a friend of mine quite seriously said to me, "I don't know why God has chosen you to do what you do." And I chuckled and said, "Neither do I, dear, but then he's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise." Again, I see in hindsight, he was making a judgment about me. I shouldn't have carried the anointing that I carried. But what was I doing in that situation but reaping what I'd sown? I'd sown judgment on another person who was in ministry, and sure enough, I reaped it later myself. There's another way of looking at all this too, and that is whether it's progressive or retrospective revelation. I got retrospective revelation there. Many, many years after the event, but it's really, really good if you ask the Lord for progressive revelation so that when you go through something, you find out what it's all about. God bless you as you think about that one.